And may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. David says in one of the Psalms, he said, I am prayer. That he had prayed so much that he'd become prayer. And incense is prayer, not just a symbol of prayer. It actually is prayer. I think I swallowed some, so I can feel that in the back of my throat, so I can say with David, I am prayer. I am incense. let's read this from Matthew, beginning chapter, end of chapter 9. Of course, it goes along with what Bracken had read, but from a different, it's a different story. A lot of the same language. Verse 35, Jesus was going about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Because why did he do that? I mean, he preached and then he healed. He preached about the kingdom, then he did something else. No, he preached about the kingdom and he demonstrated the good news. And the good news is not just healing our soul, spirit, it's also bring wholeness, no matter what it might be. This is one for David M. Finger. This will bring happiness to his heart, this message. And seeing the multitudes, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and downcast like sheep without a shepherd. And he looked to his disciples and said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the harvest. Now, all my Christian life, for many years, I thought that was, I always heard it preached as an evangelism message. That there are souls out there that are ready to hear the gospel, and you fulfill this decree, this admonition, if you go there and lead them to Christ. Well, think of the context. He's preached the gospel, the good news that the kingdom's here, the reign of Christ, no longer the reign of sin or the reign of the powers of darkness. And he demonstrated the fact that the kingdom of heaven is here by healing people, by bringing them into wholeness. Now, does preaching the gospel include, quote, getting saved? Yes. But it doesn't stop there. It's just one part of the gospel. So when he says that the harvest is plentiful, he's just got through saying he looked at the multitudes and had compassion for them, for they were distressed and downcast like sheep without a shepherd. They needed to have an encounter with him that brought wholeness to their life, whether it was emotionally or physically, all the oppression of the enemy being cast off of them. So then he tells them, the harvest is plentiful. There are all kinds of people, broken humanity, in different forms of brokenness. Beseech the Lord of the harvest to send them out, to send out workers into the harvest. Same thing he prayed or told in Luke 10, 70 others, not just the 12, but 70 others. The fields whiten the harvest. Pray, beseech the Lord, because the workers of you, that he would send workers into the harvest. That's a cool thing to pray, right? Right? Oh God, the harvest is plentiful. The workers are few. Please send David out into the harvest. Please send people out into the harvest. But the interesting thing to me is that both in this story, because it says in verse 1 of chapter 10, and having summoned his 12 disciples, he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. That's going out to the harvest. Now the names of apostles, he names them and he tells them in verse 7, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven's at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you've received, freely give. So that's what preaching the gospel involves. All those things. Jesus says the field's wide in the harvest. There's a lot of broken people out there. The workers are few. beseech the Lord of the harvest, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send workers in the field. And I guess they did. And guess who ended up going? All of them. Because as they prayed that God would send workers, God, as if God said, how about you? You've prayed for your own assignment. Because this is the assignment of every single Christian. There may be those who lead in terms of examples and they help people learn how to go out as they go in life to do that. But this is the assignment for every believer. That's the clear message here. Not just an apostolic assignment. This is not just the job of the clergy, the 12. He got 70 others and said the same thing to them, and then they went out. They prayed for the Lord of the harvest to send them out, and they went out. So I would encourage you. It is God's will for us to all pray that God would send workers into the harvest. But if you're going to pray the prayer, you better watch out. Because the first person he's going to put a burden on to do that is going to be you, the one who's praying for it. Because this is his assignment for every single Christian. You say, well, no, Bishop, my assignment is to, you know, do this certain kind of ministry or do this certain thing in life or, you know, supposed to just sort of hospitality within whatever context. You preach the gospel. You confront people with their lost condition, or you pray for their healing or their deliverance. That's evangelism. That's preaching the gospel. That's the assignment that we each have. So, one of two things. Don't pray the prayer that Jesus told the 70 and the 12 to pray. So I assume if he's told the 12 and the 70, he means it for everybody to pray that prayer. So if don't pray the prayer, or I double dog dare you. That's a good preacher term, to pray the prayer. Because I'm going to tell you, he'll answer your prayer and send out workers, but one of the workers he'll send will be the very one who prayed the prayer, because he knows it's his will. That's his assignment for each one of us. No matter what gifting you might have, that's still the assignment for all of us. Or if you're clergy and you say, well, am I really calling and anointing is around the altar? Yeah, for a few minutes every day and on Sundays, but your assignment is once you walk out of this building to preach the gospel, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Not very complicated. Or don't pray the prayer. Father, I just ask you to cause your word to bear harvest in our own hearts. Lord, we do pray. I pray that you would send workers into the harvest because you have compassion for all those who are downcast like sheep without a shepherd. Lord, of course, Lord, apart, we're your body. We're in union with you. We carry your compassion, but we also carry your authority and power to do something about fallen, broken humanity. We bless you, Lord, for that assignment. Jesus, amen.